It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Big Fuzz. Real quick, I'm going to give you, since we've been 42 minutes into the show and have done nothing sportsy, I'm at least going to give you an update.
There's nothing sportsy going on, man.
Yeah, there is.
Guess what? The Broncos Chicago still
Bulls,
haven't done anything.
The Chicago Bulls beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, which I personally am happy about because I just like watching a bum lose. And also, the Houston Rockets are playing Portland Trailblazers tonight, and Denver Nuggets fans desperately need Houston to win that game if they want the Nuggets to have any chance at all of making the playoffs this year, which is still pretty unlikely.
So, no Nuggets, no Avs, no Broncos.
We haven't talked to Avs in ever. They're terrible anyway.
No Broncos.
We can always talk Broncos.
I mean, there's just
nothing
going
on. I can always talk Broncos. Listen. You just refuse to talk Broncos. Because you
there's nothing going on.
But
what, man? Nothing has
changed. It doesn't matter whether there's anything going on. People are interested in it. People are interested.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Oh, no, I'm going to stay here.
People are interested in it. You just refuse to talk about things that people care
no,
about.
No, it is not about that. It's about, listen, there is nothing. Listen, we've hashed over whether or not, like, Roma would be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I go on the bad part.
I don't disagree.
Okay? I think he would be bad. But Tim Tebow has a better winning percentage in the playoffs than he does by a lot.
But there's a lot more analysis and stuff that can be done about the Broncos and their needs. And
no, I think we go through paralysis through analysis, man. It's nice out. Go golf or something.
It's also 8:45 at night. No one's golfing.
Okay, go top golfing.
I'm just saying, people care about the Broncos and they are interested in it, but you don't care.
Oh, yes, because I think that this is the problem. Okay.
Why are you doing a sports talk show? I mean, seriously, swear to God, I'm seriously questioning why you were doing a sports talk show. Because if it's not soccer, you don't want to talk about it. Because you don't think it doesn't interest you. And you don't care that the listeners are actually interested. Listeners, I am here for you. Big Fuzz is here fighting for your cause every day. It's a struggle. I'm like Sisyphus, pushing a big rock up the hill of Darren Copeland, who refuses to talk about stuff that you
actually
care about.
Did you just say you have syphilis?
No, I did not.
Sounded like you had syphilis.
I said Sisyphus.
No, syphilis. That's, you said it again. Syphilis? Where'd you get syphilis, Chris? I mean, I mean, Big Fuzz. Oh, did you mean Sisyphus, the Greek god?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about syphilis.
No.
Because you've been talking about syphilis.
No.
Yes.
No, I couldn't have. I don't have a disease of any kind.
Well, it could have been someone else's syphilis. I don't know. Maybe you're just sharing it or borrowing it.
Not. None of that is happening.
But here's the point. Okay. There's not really, we can manufacture topics about sports if we want to. We can.
These aren't manufactured topics.
What?
These are things that people talk about at bars. I was just at a bar a couple days ago, and people were arguing over who we should draft and what we should do. And that's just what people talk about who are interested in
I was at a bar today where everyone was talking about what they should do about the Avs. That doesn't mean I'm going to talk about what the Avs should be doing.
If that's what people are interested in, that's actually kind of what we should be talking about. Yeah.
The Avs should be
disbanded.
Winning is what the Avs should. No, stop it. We're not going to relocate anybody else. I am frustrated because, listen, whether or not the draft is a week away. So this is like
the draft is like the end of April. The end of April.
Yeah. Okay.
April
27th, even more.
So like a month away.
Okay. So even if the draft was a week away,
yeah,
it's still way too early. We do all this nonsense. I mean, seriously, there's so much minutiae.
See, and that's the problem. To you, it's nonsense. To the listeners, it's a passion. It's what they actually care about. It's what they want to talk about. So, I mean, again, I have to question why you even have a sports talk show.
Because I love sports.
But you don't. You really don't.
No, do you know what I don't love? Do you know what I don't love about sports? I don't love the fact that we have to sit around and, like, wait because the Cowboys have decided to try and see if they can get anything for Tony Romo. So now all the quarterback position after Mike Glennon got through, but everyone else is now in a holding pattern because no one knows what the heck is going on. That's what's going on. No, there's no new information. Nothing is going on. The newest thing possibly is that, you know, it looks like Tony Romo may go to NBC and retire.
It's not about Tony Romo anymore, dude. It's about the rules changes that were implemented at the owners' meetings. It's about the Raiders going to Las Vegas. It's about who the Broncos are going to draft and what needs they need to fill, either through free agent trades or the draft. That is what people care about.
The Raiders going to Los Angeles is perhaps the best thing that ever happened to Broncos fans, because what people here in Denver don't realize is how absolutely dangerous it was to go to Raiders games when they were in Oakland. Going to a Raiders game in Las Vegas is going to be like showgirls and ponies and unicorns compared to anything there, and they are going to have no home field advantage.
No, they won't.
And it's going to be embarrassing, and I would imagine within 10 years they'll be back somewhere else.
Well, that's what the Davises do. They'll probably go back to Oakland in 10 years.
We call them the Davi.
I think it's only the Davis now because the other one's dead.
Well, okay, but if you're talking about Davi, it's Davi.
Okay.
Cacti, Davi.
I don't understand is, yes, you hate talking about the draft because to you it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter.
But the draft does matter to a lot of people, and that's what people want to talk about. But if you don't want to do that, then please talk about your soccer again.
I was not going to talk about soccer.
Okay.
The only reason I've talked about soccer the last, you know, two of the last 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Friday and then on Tuesday was because both of those particular soccer games, one involving the United States and Honduras, the other one involving the United States and Panama, were very important games in order for the United States to win. It was not some normal, you know, friendly or normal competition where it was going, you know, where that. It was those were two big games. You don't see me sitting here talking about Rapids, even though I have a Rapids show that I do sometimes on the weekends. All of that stuff is superfluous. All I'm saying, those were important games, and now there's nothing to talk about because there's nothing going on with Broncos. The Avalanche are off tonight. The Avalanche are off tonight. There's nothing going on with the Broncos.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, fine. The Broncos are irrelevant
There is nothing going on with the Broncos. There is nothing.
I'm done. I can't. I cannot do this, dude.
Okay.
You have to. You can't do this. I'm
okay,
going
okay, sit down. Okay, he's going to go there.
No freaking way.
Well, perhaps we can maybe talk a little Broncos, I guess. But the thing is here's the thing is, what are we going to argue about? Alex, you're still here, right? I haven't lost everybody.
No, I'm here.
Okay. We can start this in the next hour, and we can start in the next hour, and we can have a Broncos conversation. That's perfectly fine, and we can talk about all the mood and news they need to take. Here's the reality of the situation, okay? There is only a few limited things that the Broncos can do regarding the draft, regarding all these other things. There's only a few things they can do. Oh, no, Mr. Guy.
He's got his water.
He's got his water. He's calmed down.
Cool down.
Oh, no, this isn't even like it.
Can bring
like,
home
the first thing
Super
you have to
Bowl
understand
champion.
Is this isn't even like an argument. But first of all, this is the first time I've ever won. This is the first time I've ever made him leave. Usually it's me that leaves.
That's fair.
But here's what I'm saying is, we can talk about who the quarterback should be. We could talk about who the running back should be. We could talk about who they should draft first. Okay? But when you listen to sports talk radio around this town where the Broncos get an abnormal amount of attention, even in the offseason.
I think they get the right amount of attention.
A 9-7 team that failed to make the playoffs?
Yeah, but they're the only championship team in a while here.
Yeah. They're the only team that matters in Denver. They really are. They're the only team that matters in this town. We are a Bronco town, hands down.
I'm just saying the Avs have won. The Avs have won, too.
Well, how long?
2001.
Long time ago, dude. 16 years?
Yeah.
I am just telling you. I get.
And the Broncos are continually good.
They are.
I mean, 9-7 is still a winning record.
I mean, the Nuggets were in playoff contention this year, and we barely talk about them, which is great.
They still are. They were, but they're just not. There's nothing going on until that game that starts on the West Coast. Rather, I mean, there's what are we
going? It's going right now.
Yeah, it's going on.
It's on right now.
Portland.
Then there's not much to talk about it.
No, but what are you going to say? Yay.
But the point is, there is analysis that can be done. Did the Nuggets make a mistake for trading Nurkic? I think they might have.
I think they did.
Is the coach good enough to stick around? Or do
no,
we need
I
a
don't
new
think
coach?
So.
We need a new coach. And if we're going to get a new coach, who are we going to get?
Someone better.
There's the NCAAs that are coming up this weekend. Who's going to win the championship? We've got Rockies.
Gonzaga. Oh, going to be better.
Kidding? The Rockies.
Going to be better.
So your definition of talking sports is just answering the question in
no,
two
I,
sentences.
No.
There's
no
analysis from you.
No, there can be analysis from me, but we can start doing this way if you'd like. I mean, we can.
It doesn't have to be all the time. I'm just saying, people have got to, we have to give the listeners what they want. And that's my job here, is to make sure people get what they want. And
no
that
one
is
gives me what I want. Do you know what I want? I want people to come visit our Facebook page, but no one comes and visits. I want them to call 303-831-1340, but no one calls. I don't. Why should we do what they want? Then we won't do what we want.
Because we're better than they are.
I'm not better than anyone, man. I'm just the same as everyone else. We are all equal in our own eyes.
I'm better than everybody.
That's just like your opinion, man.
It's just like your opinion, man.
I'm not sure that word means what you think it means.
Fair enough. We'll be back.
Aaron Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.